I ordered. Marsh deduces there's a problem with having a Bezdin shakal, and therefore you need a Bezdin. We pointed out in the first day in the Sugya that Rashi writes that the opinion who is not concerned about Bezdin Nota and therefore validates a Bezdin shakal, has absolutely no problem to have a Bezdin shakal, is of the opinion that you could have a Bezdin of 4 or a Bezdin of 6. So we highlighted was there anything additional that Rashi was telling us by the fact that it was a Bezdin of 6? At first glance, not necessarily anything striking Rashi. Rashi is just giving you two examples of even numbers. But then, when we analyzed the sugya a little more and we were introduced to the Shita of the Rambam, so at first glance, the Rambam seems to tell you something startling. That the Rambam is saying to you, the source, number one, of the phrase, the more the merrier. Number two, the Rambam is telling you that that more the merrier can even be an example of 10 or 11, and 11 will be better just because of the concept of the more the merrier. But we asked on the Rambam, how is it possible that you can validate a Bezdin of 10 if that's going to be a violation of the concept of Bezdin Shakal? And we proved that the Bahram Paskins, like Rabbi Yonason, that Bezdin Noita is a problem. So how does this Rambam work? But it's not only the Rambam that you really have to ask these questions on. It's the halachic sources that we follow, la halacha, already emanating from the first halachic source, the Tur, and already stemming to the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch Marana Mechaber, that quote Shitas HaRambam, and say this exact language, and say, no, Bezdin Mutov, it's always better to have more the merrier, and therefore their examples are 10 or 11. Because of our question, L'chora, this is the impetus, what caused one of the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch to use a language that the Marana Mechaber, when he said 10 or 11, says the Sma, the Sefer Meir, Seinayim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, in Sifkat and Yud, it can't be. It must be Lav Dafka. Because everyone knows, from Sanhedrin Dav Gimel, from that famous Shita of Rabbi Yonason, that an even Bezdin is something that's invalid, and that's not an option. And let me tell you, Marana Mechaber was very aware of that. The Baal Shulchan Aruch was aware about that, and therefore he was just quoting to you numbers, but obviously 10 is not a literal number. From the Bach, who is found in the commentaries on the Tur, the other source that says this type of language, he plays it down a little bit, but we're a little bit concerned with the way the Bach leaves it, because he says, obviously these numbers are lav dafka, obviously these numbers are not accurate, because everyone agrees that at least lechatchila, you shouldn't have an even bezdin. And we're a little bit concerned because the Sma I can live with. To mamish make it lav dafka and say that it's unacceptable, that's something that I'm familiar with, that's something that I can live with the conclusion of our Gemara, but already the way the box presenting, and to be honest, Rabbi Osai, I'm never satisfied with a lav dafka. I think that there was a special hashkacha with the way Shulchan Aruch was written, and when he wrote a number and he chose those numbers, it seems to be mashma something. So therefore, maybe even on the level of lechatchila, one could really argue that for some reason, and already in the Bach says it clearly, at least on the level of the Bdieved, this is an acceptable Bezdin, according to Shitas HaRambam, Shitas HaTur, Shitas HaShulchan Aruch. What happened to our sugya of Bezdin Shukal? Why did the fact that an even Bezdin is problematic get thrown out the window? We suggested from Rabbi Bezalel Jolti, the Mishnas Yavetz, that he suggests that the Rambam must have learned our sugya as not applying to every single number, and this is why it's relevant to come back to the Shitas Rashi. When Rashi says there's a problem of Bezdin Shakal and you can't have an even number of Batei Dinim, of Dayanim on a Bezdin, so Rashi says it's not only when you're hitting the original mark of how many Dayanim you need on a minimum level, but Rashi says even on a further level, even in the world of the more the merrier, even if adding Dayanim, bottom line, if the amount of Dayanim that are in front of you are an even amount of Dayanim, Rashi was giving you that added example of 6 to tell you it's still going to be invalid. Not only in the formation of a Bezdin, but maybe possibly, although Iran does not want to accept such a concept, maybe Shitas HaRambam suggests Rav Zsolti is that that's not the way to learn our sugya. Maybe Beis Din Shokal and the concept of Beis Din Noteh is a klal that the Gemara is introducing in order to decipher and learn out how many dayanim are needed at a minimum level in order to be considered a valid Beis Din. But once I already hit the mark, the fact that at the end of the day, even in the world of the more merrier, and I try to make it more of a chashuv of Beis Din, to add on as many dayanim pasa as possible, maybe the Rambam said, in that light, en Beis Din Shokal is no longer a problem. Maybe once you use this as a tool to decipher how many dayanim the Torah needed to be the amount for this Din Torah to get three dayanim, so then I use the concept of en Beis Din Shokal. But once I hit three, and now I want to add more and make it eight, so says the Rambam, Lamaisa, that's still okay, and hopefully it'll work out for you, but that's not a psul in the Beis Din. Basically, our Hakira is right now, when the Gemara says, Ein Beis Din Shokal, is that a psul? Is that invalid? Is that me'akid b'di'eved? Is that a problematic Beis Din? It's like a puzzle, a guy sitting on the Beis Din? This is a puzzle of Din Torah? And therefore, Rashi says, no matter what your numbers are, bottom line six, even though you hit the three mark, it's still going to be invalid? Or no, was Ein Beis Din Shokal just a way for Rabbi Yonasan to get to three without having three explicit psukim? Rabbi Yonasan doesn't have three times that it says Elohim because he says Ein Dorsh Tchilos, and therefore Rabbi Yonasan has to derive the number three with another tool from the Torah, and he uses that tool not to be a number of Elohim and explicit statement of the Torah, but rather through a concept that Mistama, the minimum number that the Torah thought of, was Ein Beis Din Shokal. Now, Iram has a lot of problems with that, because Iram says to me that if that's a Svara, so then that Svara should be so strong that it should invalidate. How can you have your cake and eat it too, Rabbi? How can you say that this is a good Svara, and it's a Svara that's used in the tools of the Torah in order to form and get the minimum number of Dayanim, that Svara should be so strong and invalidate and say like Shitas Rashi? It's a good Ha'ara, but L'Chaira you see from the Rambam that the Rambam didn't learn like that Gemara, like that. The Rambam learned that it was a tool, it was a drasha, it was a way to get, but not necessarily that once you have the minimum number, that that's going to be Ma'akev B'di'ev. Now we wanted to know in Lamdis, we know we have a Machlekes on the books. We know we have a Machlekes bottom line, will 10 Dayanim be problematic? According to Shitas Rashi, yes, that should be problematic. According to Shitas HaRambam, not necessarily. It could work out for you, and maybe the more the merrier. According to the Bach, it's l'chadchila. Let's put the Bach in the camp of the Shitas that hold that l'maisa it's good. Because I don't want to talk l'chadchilas now. I'd rather talk what's problematic, what's not. B'di'evin, when are you up the creek? What are they arguing about? Why is it that one said one way and one said the other way? So we already introduced the Tosfos in Yevamos and Daf Kuf Aleph that gives us a little bit of insight when to apply Beis Din Noteh and Beis Din Shokal and when not to apply. Tosfos originally states that they would be willing to not apply Beis Din Noteh and Beis Din Shokal, not being a problem, having an even number of dayanim, it would be okay. In certain areas of halacha, says Tosos, as long as those areas of halacha don't carry with them machloksim that need a hachra, that need a scale that has to be tipped. If you have a passive Beis Din that's not going to go through a deliberation, that's not going to be heavily involved, that's never going to get into a debate, that doesn't have many difficult issues on the topic, I can envision a Beis Din existing with an even number. Whereas the second day in Tosfos says that's not true, and the second day in Tosfos says, when I talk Beis Din, I talk Noiteh. When I say Beis Din, I say Ad. Definitionally, fundamentally, in the name Beis Din, you must have an odd number of Dayanim, no matter what psak, no matter what area of halacha you're dealing with.
So we said, what's the machloikis between the 2 days and the taisis? The machloikis is exactly what we're saying. What is the definition of Bezdin Shachol? Does it exist to be the definition of a Bezdin or not? Perhaps this could be the machloikis that we're already seeing in Rashi, in the Rambam, in the Sma, in the Bach, in all these different paiskim, whether or not having a number 10 dayanim is going to be a problem. Having a number 10 dayanim is going to be a problem b'di'evid. If you hold Bezdin Shokol means that that's not a Bezdin, so obviously it's going to be problematic, like the Shita of the Smad, that the Mechaber had to be Lav Dafka, like the Shita of Rashi, that if you hold a Bezdin Shokol, it's a Svar that goes even beyond the number 3. It always invalidates whether you're in the world of 8, whether you're in the world of 10, whether you're in the world of the more the merrier. It's an invalid Bezdin, like the second day in Taisis says. Whereas a Svara in Taisis that can say that I might change the rules and regulations depending on the nature of the halacha obviously gives validity to Bezdin outside of the world of, obviously gives the same Bezdin even if it would have an even number more like Shitas HaRambam. So we're disconnecting the machloikis between Rashi and the Rambam and the Sma and the Bach, ultimately stemming from these two ideas that we find in Tosfos Yevamos on Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. But lahalacha, let's go back to the case of the shiloh that we had. And now, Rabosai, it's not just the shiloh that was relevant to me, but what we figured out for the svardim in this room that the minig is that they have a taras nedarim also with 10 dayanim. So I want to talk halacha lemaisa. Is such a thing acceptable? So the tshuva Reb Kiva Eger. So Reb Kiva Eger says something fascinating. Kiva Eger says halacha that also everyone should be aware of, which is not always done, but it's important to know. When you do Ataras Nedarim before Rosh Hashanah, Erev Rosh Hashanah, so the halacha is, if you are aware about a chumrah or aware about something that you try to keep, and a neder that you try to keep, you should stipulate it and say it in front of the Bezdin. Something that you're aware of, something that you're not aware about, you didn't remember, so Ataras Nedarim works for that. But something that you know about, and you're honest, you're being honest with yourself, you have to be mefarit that to the Bezdin before Hataras Nedarim. Lamashal, I'll give you an example. When I did Hataras Nedarim this past year, so I said, I personally try to be machmir, but I'd like to keep it bli neder for the future, and I'd like to be mefarit to the Bezdin, the fact that I try not to open bottle caps, I try my hardest not to carry, even if there is an Erev, I try this, I try that, certain chumras that I try to keep on myself. But I know very well that there were times that I got stuck, that I had to carry my children, and I had to go against that neder. So I want to make sure that there's a Hataras Nedarim, because this is something that I am aware of. Okay? That's something that has to be done, even if it's not usually done. If you're aware about chumras that you try to do, which are commendable, Rabosa, you should get a Yashar Koyach for it. But sometimes, says Reb Kiva Eger, there was a guy in his town who's the person writing the tshuva to Reb Kiva Eger. Certain chumras that we keep that are also good chumras, sometimes they're a little embarrassing, the way they came about. I don't know what the chumra Reb Kiva Eger was talking about, but let's say you have an example like this. I have a television, I have a computer, and I can't control myself. And I know that these are isurim d'oraisa that I'm violating, because I have these things and I don't have a control over it. So I took a neder and I took a chiyuv that would now restrict me, that I'm no longer going to use those items. And I'm new in this town, says Reb Kiva Eger. So I'm going to walk over to these three guys that are older, chashuv mentioned in the community, that I am now on a new, fresh slate in this community. I'm going to tell them to be mefarad this neder. They're not going to make a shidduch with me. They're not going to accept. They're not going to invite me over on Shabbos. They're not going to be impressed with me. So therefore, he says to Reb Kiva Eger, I'm a little bit embarrassed. Even though what I'm doing is really a gewaldige thing, it's unfortunate. But we know how people pass judgments, and I'm very nervous about being, you know, successfully socially in this community. I don't want to, although I know and I'm aware that I have to be mufarit nedarim, I don't want to give all the background over at this this Yeshivas Beis Din to these Chashuv HaDayan. So Reb Kiva Eger comes up with a Gevaldig Eitz. Reb Kiva Eger suggests, well, let's think. La Halacha, a person should be Makbid, says Reb Kiva Eger, that the Dayanim on his Beis Din should be people that you know are Gedolim, that you know are elders. What do I mean? La Halacha, for a child to get up and lean from Kriyas HaTorah and to daven as a Shliach Tzibor, so the fact that he has reached Bar Mitzvah, he's Higil Hashanim, so really that's insufficient on its own. You have to know, to be a Gadol, you need Shanim Visim on it. You need two hairs as well. But, as we said yesterday, we're not going to check. So how do we know that this person has reached the age of godless? So the Gemara introduced to us, there's something called Chazaka Derava. Kol Shehigiyo L'Shanim, Mistame Higiyo L'Simanim. A person who's hit the age of 13 has a chazaka that he probably has two hairs there, that he reached some sort of level of godless, of adolescence, that now he is able to be a dayan, a gadol. So the Mishnah Brura writes this also, Rabosai. This is only applicable in areas of Dinei Derabbanan because the chazaka is not as strong. But in Dinei Deraisa, where you need godless mamish, you're not going to rely on chazaka derav. It's for this reason that we don't have a child or a younger bar mitzvah boy laying Parsha Zachar, which according to the Rush, and we're choshesh for, in Mesechus Brachos, is a Kriyas HaTorah Midoraisa. Because we want to not rely on Chazaka Derava Lagabe Dinim Deoraisa. And whatever Dinim that are Nogeya for Rabosai, for Dinim Deoraisa, you want to make sure that you have Gavros. So someone who's older, who already has, he's shaving, he already grows a beard, that's someone that you already know that that's going to be someone who's older. Comes on Reb Kiva Eger and has a fascinating answer. So Kiva Eger says that what? That I understand your issue, but I am assuming that you're not so concerned to tell a 14-year-old child your story. Oh, nod his head and be like, I don't know why you're telling me this, and you know, finish and be like, how long is there a Rosh Hashanah davening? When can I get out of here? You know, and good. So what? But again, Hataras Nedarim is something that's needed at Min HaTorah. I need to make sure I need Dayanim Min HaTorah. I don't want to rely on Danim. I don't rely on Chazaka Derava. Says Reb Kiva Eger, listen up. This halacha that I have to be mefarad the neder, that I have to tell over my specific story, is only halacha midrabbanan. On a level of deraisa, it's enough just to go through the process and say in front of the dayanim that I have a neder that I want to be matir, and they have to say areyam mudarim lach, areyam, you know, kol shari v'kayim, everything's mutter. Says Reb Kiva Eger, that's sufficient on a level of Deraisa.
So you just said that.
So now, the threes Kainim could act as a regular Beis Din to go through the Atara on a level of Deraisa. He's breaking down the Beis Din. Now, says Reb Kiva Eger, add a fourth 14-year-old Dayan that's not going to have Chazaka, that's not going to be a good Dayan on a level of Deraisa, but I don't care because I have three of my Dayanim already that are Gedolim, that are Kainim, but they just don't know about this detail about my Nedarim. They took care of my Ataris Nedarim on a level of Deoraisa. For the Chiyuv Derabbanan that I have to be Mefarit the Neder and go through all the disclosure process of my specific Chumras, that I will tell, it's sufficient to tell one Dayan, I will tell it to this child, even though the child is only a Gadol on a Derabbanan level through Chazaka Derava. But this Chiyuv of being Mefarit the Neder is only a Din Derabbanan, so therefore I have my cake and eat it too. Brilliant Eitzah of Reb Kiva Eger. Break down the halachos, learn the sources, what is the nature of each halacha that you're trying to take care of, and then I can suffice your personal situation, and we can take care of your sensitivities through an analysis of the halacha. Beautiful. But then ask Reb Kiva Eger on himself something that you were all thinking of, and I was very proud of what you guys came up with. That's not so simple, Reb Kiva Eger. And Reb Kiva Eger asked him this question himself in the last paragraph. Says Reb Kiva Eger, but by me joining this person who's invalid on a level of deraisa, so don't I just blow up the Beis Din? Don't I have a mission in Makkos that says Nimtza Echad Me'amkarav Apostle is like a virus, and then even the Ksherim become invalid? So just because I had three valid kshirim, I'm not only not taking care of my chiyuvim, but I'm messing up the d'oraisa. Because I just joined someone whose puzzle is invalid to be a dayan on a level of d'oraisa with the bezdin. So my fourth dayan is now a bomb. A virus. An infection. Why shouldn't that invalidate the whole thing? Comes along Reb Kiva Eiger and says, everyone knows, Nimtzeach Mim Karvo Pasul is only halacha in the world of Eidos. It's not halacha in the world of Dayanus. So we look at the Reb Kiva Eiger, and we look back at sugya number 12, and we go flipping through our sheets, and we say, hold your horses. Hold your horses, Reb Kiva Eiger, Rabbo Sai Baruch Hashem. I'm so proud of you that you guys got this. Reb Kiva Eiger is clearly assuming like the who and arguing with the who. Reb Kiva Eiger is assuming like the Ktos HaChoshem beautiful that says Nimtzeach HaMeir Karvo Pasul doesn't apply to Dayanim and had a riot from the Gemara in Gimel and Sanhedrin. But the Bala Mishnah Melech, the Halig Bala Mishnah Melech, and we prove that it's already a ritva in Yevamis. Says that the din of Nimtzeach HaMeir Karvo Pasul not only applies to Eidos, but also applies to the world of Dayanos. Good. Okay. Beautiful Ha'ara. We're going to write a letter to Mitzvah Shem at the end of this year. We're going to put it out. We're going to say, L'chavod Hagoyin Ha'adir Reb Kiva Eiger Zechet Zechron Levrach. Zechet Zarek Levrach. Ha'ara 1. Number one, Ayin Mishnah. We'll write like a gobble. Ayin Mishnah Lamelech, Ayin Ritva, Yevamis, Ayin Sham. But we'll write of our. The Reb Kiva Eiger Mestam is assuming like the Tzais, with his rise from the Gemara and Sanhedrin Daf Gimel, that I can work with. But Rabbi Isai, here's a horror number two that I'm writing on the letter. Horror number one to Reb Kiva Eiger, L'chavod, Hagoyin, Hagodol, Muflog, Bishas, Upoiskim. Now, I'm going to start the introduction. Eineni, I'm not ra'oi. Lachlik, al, hagoyin, ha'adir, aval. Tayrihi the Lilmod Anitzarich Lachain Rak Roitze Lahair Kama Ha'arus. The Rush writes a few times. Ain Meshivin Esahari Lacharmisa Aval Tayrihi Vilmod Anitzarich. We don't answer the lion after he's dead, but Tari will him out in the Tzarech. The Rush writes that in the Rush of Maseches Brachos and Ma'akot to the Maharam Rutenberg about Aninus and Avelus by Akoto. Gaval de Galoshim. So we have a few Aris. We're not arguing. We accept the Pesach of Reb Kiva Eiger, but we just have a few kashas. Number one is Aara, but Reb Kiva Eiger already was familiar with the Aara, that Ayin, Mishnah Lamelech, Viritva, Biyavamis. Right? You guys will fill in the Marim Kamis later when we send out, when you get the stamp, when we send out the letter. Number two, I have another Ha'ara. Before we get back to our Sugya Rabosai, which will be Ha'ara number three. Number two, I have another Ha'ara. Even on the assumption that Nimtzeach HaMeir Karvo Pasul is problematic, which Reb Kiva Eiger is assuming that it is, that is not, and that's the reason why there's no problem over here. Rabosai, I have something over here that's an icebreaker, that's an explosion, that is so earth-shattering to me, that is more impressive than anything else. Says Reb Kiva Eiger, you'll ask me. I have a katan over here, and I'm joining a fourth dayan that's going to blow up the bezdin, and it should be a problem. Nimtzeach HaMeir Karvo Pasul, bidayanim, emfrid Reb Kiva Eiger, no, what? Nimtzeach HaMeir Karvo Pasul doesn't apply, right? He doesn't quote it, but like the choice that we have. From the Gemara Tzadet and Daf Gimel. One sec. You got it, Moshe?
Yeah.
What?
Katan's not a dime.
Katan's not a dime.
Say better. Good. Finish it off. What was the yishu, Rabbi Yisrael? What was the way out of the Beferish Gemara that the Ksoi says is an ironclad proof? Sanhedrin Dav Gimel Amud Aleph says, you have a Chad de Gomer, and you have two. What do I have? What do I have, Beiser? I have a Chad de Gomer and two. And two other guys that are? Nebuchs. Two guys that are Nebuchs. Says the Ksoi Sachoshin, you have a Bezdin over here. That's Nimzach Karo Apostle. What did the Stipler say to refute the Raya the Ktsois to save the Mishnah Melech and the Ritva from that Gemara? What did he say?
He was never a dying.
He's never a dying to begin with. He brought, what did he bring as a Raya? The Sheet of the Nesivis HaMishpat. What did the Nesivis HaMishpat say in Simon Lamed Vav? That's such a Yisod that everyone assumes is a Dover Poshet. Like I presented you at your wedding when you have that little kid standing there next to the two Eidim and he's trying to look and see everything that's going on. And you have the guy, right? And he's going to be there. He's watching the Eidus right there. Says the Nesivis, you know why that's not Nimtzeach HaMikar Apostle? A very basic idea. I'll tell you why.
You're never part of the
Bebe Bez. You don't have a shame aid. Just like a woman doesn't have a shame aid. You were never a shame aid. You're not like a person who's kosher, who meets the standards, who has godless simonim. He's a boy. He's a man. He's an ish. By Amdu Shnei Anoshim, what the Torah says for Eidus, and now he's apostle because he's a Masachi B'kuvia from Sunday Shir. No. This is a person that never was valid in the first place. He never met the criteria. Right? We learned about this. Rabbi Yisai, what is Rabbi Kiva Eger assuming? Who is Rabbi Kiva Eger assuming not like? What is Rabbi Kiva Eger throwing away? Who is Rabbi Kiva Eger not saying? The Nesivis. Rabbi Yisai, this Rabbi Kiva Eger is not only relevant for the world of Dayanus. We have to remember this for when we get to Sanhedrin Daf Yud and we learn the Machlekes, the Raivin and Rashi, and we learn the Sugya about Eidus in Nitzavach and Karbo Apostle. When the Nesivis says to me in Simon Lamed Vav, Sifkar Yud, the Nesivis says everyone knows that when it comes to a Katan and Ish and Eved, that's not a Shemei, that's not Nitzavach and Karbo Apostle. That person was never valid. Everybody knows that. Who's in the back door talking about something totally different? Not even relevant to the world of Dayanus, but we can be medayik from his tshuva, Rabbi Yisai, that he doesn't accept such a word. What's his name? Rabbi Kiva Eger. So Rabbi Yisai, this tshuva is not only relevant and it's going to be important for us in the world of Dayanus, and legabe the sugya number 12 of Nimtzach and Karva Pasul of the world of Dayanus. It's going to be relevant for us when we get to the world of Eidus, which is a black on white mishnah that's relevant la'alocha. Nesivis, Simon Lamed Vav, Sifkat and Yud, Bechein Ayin, Kilis Yaakov.
Isn't the same as Rameir Simcha?
No, Kilis Yaakov.
Wait, why is that a problem if he's saying here he's talking about Dayan?
Shepacha, Rayas, Haktois, Misanhedrin, Tafkil.
Why is there a problem here? He's talking about Dayanus here. How do we infer from that?
Because it's the same world of Allah. He's just saying to you, by the way, the answer to my question is, Nimtzeach Me'amkarv Apostle doesn't apply to Dayanus.
Okay.
Nimtzeach Me'amkarv Apostle doesn't apply to Dayanus. You're talking about a katan. This is not a Nimtzeach Me'amkarv Apostle to begin with, even in the world of Eidus. Don't give me a shtick lachtar that happened to be a machlag as a tzoyz and the Mishnah Melech that you have to side with a shita. Fundamentally, this is mutter. There's never a problem to begin with. You said it's a katan. It's a katan. It's not a Masachi B'kubia. It's not a gambler. Zuck.
Doesn't he lose the status of katan once you have the Chazaka D'Rabba?
Not on the level of D'Rais. Not on the level of D'Rais.
We're saying we're adding that guy on the level of D'Rabbanan anyway, so what does it matter?
So on the level of D'Rabbanan now, he's saying he's a good Dayan. I, Frechter B'Kiva Eger, but for the world of the Araisa, he's joining up, because he's now part of the Bezdin. Yeah, but that doesn't bother me. Add as many as people as you want, as long as you have three good Dayanim, that's good for the world of the Araisa, because Nimtzeach Me'amkarv Apostle doesn't apply. Why do you have to rely on that? Why do you have to side? Why do you have to throw the Mishnah Melech in the garbage? Just say a better word. He's a katan. The Nesivis. Why didn't Rabbi Kiva Eger say it like that? Apparently Rabbi Kiva Eger doesn't hold what we thought was a Dover Poshet in the Nesivis. Yeah, you're right.
That's the organizer. So
you're a little no, yeah, you don't accept this whole shit yet, but yeah. Yeah.
No, that's sorry, we brought that
Sorry for fire, yeah.
Yeah, sorry for fire, sorry. That principle, so that's Derabana.
Yeah.
Right? And according to that principle, Derabana or Derabana level, does a person have to be a judge?
Yeah.
As be considered
yeah.
part of it, right?
Yeah.
So on a derabanan level, this person that's
is acceptable.
Like that's 13 is definitely acceptable. On
yeah.
Doraita, it's a problem.
Right.
So they're all, like, it's like separate.
Yeah, he's right. breaking it down. Exactly. It's gavaldic. It's such a whopper of a chiddush. Yeah. Avital, yeah? Ezra.
201, so how can a kid ever run tefillin? He's not, if we're only...
Why can't a kid put on tefillin? How do you know that a kid can't put on tefillin even before bar mitzvah?
I mean, he can't. Would he be fulfilling the raisa if he's... If you don't hold chazaka the rabba?
A katan doesn't mitzvah the raisa, doesn't he?
I'm saying if 13, is he fulfilling the mitzvah the raisa?
Why not?
Because he can't do...
The chashash of the din derabbanan, why we tell katan not to put it, is all din derabbanan.
Also, for this, I don't know why are you saying that the kid's a katan? It kind of seems like it's not what the...
On a level of derabbanan, we're taking worst case scenario, right? So we ought to cover all our bases.
Yeah.
So we say on a level of derabbanan, we're going to say, assume that chazaka derabbanan is not acceptable, and therefore this kid's a 14-year-old, mistami, he's not a degol.
So now we're taking him out of the...
So he's a katan.
No, we're taking him out of it. It's not like he's never to begin
no,
with.
No, he's either on the bezdin or he's not.
You're saying he's not the gomir?
No, maybe.
No, he's not at the gomir. He's not a dayan. He can't be because he's a kaptan.
No, but he's not a kaptan.
In the world of the Araisas, the chazaka derabbanan is non-existent, so he's a kaptan.
So why are we bringing him here in the first place?
Because we want to take care of the chiyuv derabbanan. Derabbanan. That's exactly what Kedeger is saying. You have to break down your issues. Clapping the derabbanan, he suffices. Clapping the derabbanan, he doesn't suffice. But now clapping the derabbanan, I have someone who's a kaptan and now is being mitzvahed to the bezin, which should cause me problems.
So what age does he become derabbanan?
It's not a middle gang. Is he part of the bezin or not? That's what we were arguing this morning.
You're taking him out of the Dereis level and putting him,
it's on,
he never had to begin.
Is one Bezdin? No, he's either on or off. Is he part of your Bezdin or not? Did he get the invitation or not? Is he part of the Chasen or not? He can't have it. If you invite to the Shmur,
you're
like,
you're doing that right now with the Dereis and Derabbanan.
No, I'm taking care of my on the level of Derabbanan, I covered my bases, but now he's on the tzira.
How's it not on and off? You're choosing for
no. He's on.
Reason, he
there's no level that he's not on.
Okay, so if I ask you, is this kid part of the Bezdin?
Yes.
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 He doesn't make him
yes.
Because
Rex.
No.
You're saying
No, he is. That's right. Then he doesn't have a kasha. No, he's part of the Bezdin because I need to suffice for the din of Derabbanan. Frechter Kiveger. Okay, well then Gabi the Derabbanan. You just messed up your bezdin because one of your four dayanim are puzzle. Answers Rabbi Kiva Eger, I don't care. I could paskin like the ktos that nimtzach amim karbo puzzle doesn't matter legabi dayanim. What's the problem?
So you're splitting it though.
No.
He's saying it's not splitting.
What's the problem? Ezra. Baby Derabbanan, he's on the bezdin.
It's one bezdin, but the question
I'm adding on the bezdin.
It is.
How? Because you say he's one bezdin, and then say, on this
it doesn't explode.
Explain, Ezra, can you give me a second to explain? Listen carefully. Legabe the dinim deraisa, right now, you have a full bezdin with one puzzle sitting on it.
Okay.
But I don't care about that.
Okay.
Legabe the dinim deraisa, I have four chair on the bezdin.
Because he's not a diet.
The reason why
no! That's not what Rabbi Kiva says. That's our refutation to Rabbi Kiva.
Because he
holds it by diet. No, he doesn't hold like that. You're taking the nesivus and you're using it in the Rabbi Kiva. That's not what he said. He said the reason why I don't care is because I passed him like the ktos. That's not what he said. He didn't say like the Nesivis, which is the Graysa Chiddush.
I think it's that you're taking him out of the Doraisa level and putting him into that.
It's not what Rabbi Kiva Eger says. Rabbi Kiva Eger says the reason why I'm not bothered by Nimtzach and Karbo Pussel Legabe the Dayanus, I have four Dayanim over here and one of them is Pussel, it should blow up the Bezdin. Says the Rabbi Kiva Eger, leave your halacha of Nimtzach and Karbo Pussel from the Mishnah in Makkos, which talks about Eidus. Don't carry it over to Dayanus. End of story. We respond back to Rabbi Kiva Eger. Why did you have to get involved in the Machlokes Ksais and Mishal Melech? Why didn't you have a much simpler answer? He's a katan. Apparently, Rabbi Kiva Eger never held of such a svara. Apparently, Rabbi Kiva Eger never held of such a logic, which is even going to have ramifications like Abi Dine Eidus. That even a non shame aid is going to invalidate the kat.
So, what can you be an actual katan then?
Right.
What?
Why can't you be inviting the Nedifil katan? If you allow
a
katan to be on the
beach. It's nimtzach mekarva apostle by dayanim, which is not a problem.
Why do you need to have someone with the shanim?
Yeah,
with
needs kanan.
No, well, I need an actual
cut that's
been fired
in the air. I need three skin for the Dindar Isa. He's not an hour.
For the fourth, he's saying.
It's got to be Dindar.
Why can't it be a 14-year-old
without Zimanim? It could just be a 10-year-old.
No, he wouldn't be good Darabon. He's only good Darabon because he's considered an adult Darabon.
According to the
Chazak of Darabon, we assume he's a god.
Yeah, no, Ptanim are not good. Okay, good.
But now you're saying he is a cutter. You're saying one second he's not a cutter, and the next second you're saying he is a cutter.
He's a cutter nevertheless.
He's a cotton, midoraisa, midorabonon. He's not a cotton because he hit 13 years. That is what the Gemara says, chazaka derabon. I'm not sure what the problem is. We'll talk about it after. But ha'or number three, Rabosa, let's bring it home. Ha'or number three, and remember ha'or number two. This is the one that I want to run with for sugyas later on. I hope you're going to remember. Ha'or number three, we got to get two sheets for this letter. Ha'or number three is that Harav HaGoyim, Rabbi Kivya Eger, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. I don't understand. You're having four dayanim. You're having four dayanim, at least to suffice for the dinei derabanan. Ein bez din shakol. Ein bez din shakol. Now, when I write this through Rabbi Kivya Eger, and I'm writing it with force because I don't want to waste Rabbi Kivya Eger's time. I want to even suggest that this is mamash puzzle. I don't even want to write the Bach. I don't even want to write the Chatzilah. So what am I going to say? What am I going to write? Ayin.
The Gemara.
Who am I referring that I'm going to quote? Ayin.
Rashi.
No.
Rashi.
No, because then the Kiveger will write back to me and he says, yeah, that's to get to three. But four is okay. So what am I going to say? Ayin Rashi. Ayin Rashi on the Gemara. Ayin Rashi. You said Rashi?
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay, right. Ayin Rashi, and who else will I write?
Sma.
Ayin Sma. You can't have an even number of Dayanim, no matter what. So why is Rabbi Kivya Eger told it on the Sunnis? Rabbi said this is a Psak La'alacha. Psak La'alacha.
Isn't the Sma holding like
Sma? So now we're coming back. No.
He leaves out the
Bach. No, the Bach. It's similar, but the Bach says that the evidence is still kosher. So the Sma is the strongest. Sma says the whole thing's labdavka. And a chanami. On a lechachil level, the Bach would hold the same thing. Rabbi Yisai comes along the tshuva of Nachal Yitzchok. His simonim on Choshen Mishpat. He wrote a sefer of Yitzchok on Inspector. He wrote tshuvas in Ber Yitzchok, and then he wrote simonim on Choshen Mishpat called the Nachal Yitzchok. I brought it in for you. It's in the office. Rabbi Yisai says the Nachal Yitzchok. Rabbi Yitzchok on Inspector. She was Rabbi Yitzchok Chana. Says I don't. He goes through the whole sugya of Bizdin Shakal, Simon Gimel, that's what we were talking about in Simon Gimel, Bizdin Shakal, Choshen Mishpat, and Shulchan Aruch. And he ends off, he writes in the middle of Simon Gimel, he has a paragraph, and I saw this Rabbi Kivya Eger, and Rabbi Kivya Eger wrote that this is the Eitzah, you should get to three and then add a fourth, the Derabonon with the Deraisa, the whole Cheshbon. He says, I don't understand why this is an Eitzah. Bottom line says Rabbi Tzachon Inspector, why is it not an Eitzah? Because everyone knows. And it's even Beferish, she lists that it even applies to Ataris Nadarim. Ayin, Toysus Bavavasra, the Rosh, and Nadarim. And everyone knows the general concept, and Ataris Nadarim is no different, that Ein Bezdin Shokol is a problem. Now, what the Nachal Yitzchak doesn't present is the fact that what we developed up until this stage, that's not so posh. There might be a difference once you hit the number and already darshan the psukim. Right. Now, for the further situation of having an even bezdin. So, la halacha. The Nachal Yitzchak and Rabbi Kivya Eger, if we would have to give a hesber of why Rabbi Kivya Eger was not bothered by this, it could be one of two possibilities. Number one, he could just be learning like the Rambam, the rationale that we presented, that ein bezdin shokol is not a problem that goes weiter. Not a problem once you hit your number three. Further, it's not going to be a problem, therefore he was fine with having the even number of four. Some of you suggested a different Eitzah, which I thought was very interesting, but I have a little bit of a problem with it, that maybe he could be holding like the opinion of Tosfos, that in situations where there aren't so many debates, such a masu mata, and it's more of a passive-oriented bezdin, a person could use an even bezdin. My problem with that is I think
the halachas of Hataras Nedarim, there's a whole Maseches Nedarim about. There's a lot of machleksim that are involved, even more than what Taisus applies as far as mitzvahs chalitza and smicha zakenim, that the Adramah said that you're going to need an ad bezdin for such an area because machleksim come up. So bottom line, Rabbi Kiva Eger lo assumed la halacha, psak din, that bezdin shakel is not a problem for Hataras Nedarim. So therefore, back to our story on Arthur Gottfried, and for those Sephardim that have the minig to have a Bezdin Shakel, 10 Dayanim for Ataris Nedarim, is there anyone to be Saimechan that this is accepted? L'chaira, they're coming from the assumption of Reb Kiva Eger, that Paskin L'Halacha, that Bezdin Shakel, for whatever reason, he doesn't even address the issue, is not a problem. We're trying to shed light and give insight on why Reb Kiva Eger was not bothered by it, and maybe it has something to do with our development throughout the sugya of Bezdin Shakel, that it maybe is not so problematic under certain scenarios. However, comes the Nachal Yitzchak and says, bottom line, I have Rishonim that do apply to Hafaras Nedarim. The Nachal Yitzchak wants to suggest maybe, for whatever reason, the Makoros of Reb Kiva Eger, he had some assumption not to apply it to Hafaras Nedarim, but he doesn't think that that's correct, and he thinks that a person, Halacha L'maisa, should be Choshesh as a Reb Yitzchak Chochan inspector. And therefore, in the case of Arthur Gottfried, according to Rav Yitzchak Chochanan Spector, La Halacha against the Tshuva of Kiva Eger, it is inacceptable, and you cannot have an even number of Dayanim, and the 10 Dayanim were not accepted for Ataras Nedarim, La Halacha, according to Rav Yitzchak Chochanan, against Rabbi Akiva Eger. Shkoyach Rabbeisai, Yirtz Hashem, we will continue next week. The question that I want you to think about over the weekend is something that Avitan asked me and Iram asked me in their Seder, which is really the next sugya, the question that I'm going to deal with in the next sugya, is what in the world is the Gemara saying that Rabbi Yehuda accepts Bezdin Shakel and even Bezdin by Sanhedrin and not by anything else? Why should one make a difference? Why should one distinguish? Either you don't like it, even in the formation stage, either you don't like it or you don't like it. You like it or not? Do you accept it or not?